Daniel Jones's injury could have a dramatic impact on fantasy managers' prospects. If you are invested in Colts players, suddenly things taking a turn for the worse. If your opponents have Colts and you don't have any, and I don't have any, which has been unfortunate for a big chunk of the season. Now maybe I feel fortunate for all the wrong reasons. That this indie team might be fantasy kryptonite to a certain extent. Riley Leonard stepped in and proceeded to lead a touchdown drive to end the game. And statistically, he looked pretty decent. But we have to remember that the Jags were up 23 points with about 4.5 minutes left when Leonard took over in that last drive. And so it shouldn't surprise us that he was able to move the ball fairly easily in a prevent defense that really wasn't locked down on trying to, you know, stop the pass in the way that they would have been in the first quarter. Riley Leonard's a sixth-round rookie. He is not expected to be starting at all this season. I mean, that's just the way it goes. When you draft a sixth-round rookie, with few exceptions, Tom Brady, much later, Brock Purdy, seventh-rounder, you get those exceptions, but in general, sixth-round rookies are not going to make much of an impact throughout their career, especially as a rookie. The Colts were buyers at the trade deadline. They gave away two first-round picks, and Adonai Mitchell for Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner has gotten hurt, and they were 7-2 at the time, or whatever they were, 7-1, and now they're 8-5, and they've got the Seahawks on the road next. They could easily fall to 8-6. And they have no backup quarterback to cover for Daniel Jones. This has been an issue for a number of teams over the years. It was about 10 years ago that Carson Palmer, I might have my date slightly off, was rolling in Arizona, and he got hurt, knocked out for the season. I think the Cardinals were 11-1 when he got hurt, or they were just outstanding. He gets hurt. They limp into the playoffs, and they are crushed in the opening round of the playoffs. And I remember writing on the Fantasy Football from Winners blog that my pick for MVP, even though he wasn't anywhere close to being a finalist, was Carson Palmer, because you couldn't say that Palmer wasn't the most important player on that team. They could lose Larry Fitzgerald, and it would hurt, but they still had a quarterback who could throw the ball. And the problem was they didn't have a backup. And so a team that could have won the Super Bowl that year couldn't even make it out of the first round, and they were embarrassed offensively the rest of the way, rest of the regular season, first round of the playoffs. The Colts could be in a similar boat. They have an excellent, excellent offense. Daniel Jones was in a perfect spot for his career to be able to jump into a team that has an elite running back like he had in New York with the Giant, you know, with Saquon Barkley, but also this really high-powered receiving core. Four guys who at various times in their career have stepped up and dominated. Tyler Warren, the first-round tight end, has dominated on occasion as a rookie. Alec Pierce has come up big as a number one receiver on that team a number of weeks. Michael Pittman has been the most constant contributor over the past few years, and Josh Downs has had his moments as well, where it looks like he was pushing to be number one maybe a year or two ago. So these are four guys who can get it done, and an elite running back. You throw Riley Leonard into the mix in Seattle against that run defense, that defense as a whole. I don't know that the Colts can get more than 10 points with Riley Leonard at quarterback. We'll see. Again, what we saw yesterday with Leonard leading that scoring drive is not really indicative of what he can do in Seattle when Seattle's defense, all their starters are out there, and Seattle is really putting the pressure on Leonard and basically forcing him, challenging him to throw the ball downfield. I think that's what they want in that circumstance. Then they get the Niners after that, which is not a gimme game by any stretch. By week 18, I know that if you play week 18, they're in Houston. You can just forget that, essentially. Like, that's a non-starter in many respects. unless Houston isn't playing for anything, they probably will be at that point. So, if you have, Jonathan Taylor or Michael Pittman or Tyler Warren or Josh Downs or Alec Pierce, right now the question needs to be, will the Colts bring on a veteran, quarterback from somewhere? I don't know where they're going to get him, because, the only seemingly available veteran quarterback, before the trade deadline is Joe Flacco. Maybe they could have had a chance at snagging Kirk Cousins, but, taking on a big chunk of his contract, who would want that? But there is nobody. So they might dig deep. They might find someone who's recently retired, and bring them out of retirement. There might be a magic of Joshua Dobbs. I don't even know where Joshua Dobbs is playing these days, but the magic that he exhibited, what was it, 2 years ago, as a spot starter, those guys exist. It's just really hard to find someone who can step into that role and help elevate an offense that shouldn't need that much help elevated. I mean, Daniel Jones played the best football of his life for much of the season with an incredible offense around him. And now managers have to wonder, is there anyone safe to start next week against Seattle? I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. I'll see you tomorrow.